October 27th, 1976. Subject number 10, John. Second visit, father-child interaction. As I said, of about a half an hour. Okay. All right. We have a book without words for you to read to Dovi. Make up a story or have him make up one, whatever you want to do. There's a car here that comes. Yeah, right in there.
Okay.
Big box for a little while.
Right.
We have a car that comes apart.
Right.
Pieces come off. Okay. And under here we have a play store. Dovi probably remembers.
A what?
To set up like a general store. And if you could just play store with Dovi. Try and divide the time equally between all three items, but don't. Yeah, you don't have to watch your watch or anything. If we think that you're not going to be able to do all three items in the time period allowed, someone behind the camera there will knock on the side.
Okay.
And that means just try and move on. Since all of our equipment is centered in this area, if you could bring the items over here and center your activities right there, that would be best. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have a good time. We'll be back to you in half an hour.
Take it easy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Play store.
You want to play store first?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play store. What is this? I don't. Oh, look at this.
Where's the cash register?
Where's the cash register? There it is. Here it is. Okay. Do you want to be the customer? Or do you want to be the storekeeper?
I'll be the storekeeper.
Okay, Mr. Storekeeper.
There's the bags.
There's the bags. You'll put the things in the bags? Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll buy things. Let me see, what do I want? I think I'll have some of this. Okay, what does this cost, Mr. Storekeeper? Will you ring it up on the, And then what do? I think you have to push that thing over there, right? Ho-ho! Okay. Now, how about this? Can I have this?
Yeah.
Can I have some of this? Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to need some money to buy some things, so here's some money. Do I have enough money to buy all that, those two things? What does it come out to?
It comes out to,
Ten? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Here, here's ten. Can you count it? Make sure I got it right. I still have some left over. That's right. Okay, so I have a few more dollars here. How much does this cost? What does this cost? Can you ring this up? What's the price of that? What does that cost?
It cost about.
What does that cost,
that
my friend?
That one.
Now wait a second. What does that one cost? What does that other one cost?
This one costs.
Hmm. How much does it cost? I have to know how much it costs, though.
It costs about
$10. $10? Let me see if I have $10. One, two, three, four, five, six. I only got six. Can I have that back? We'll put that back. I only have $6. Does this cost $6?
What?
$1?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take it. That's a bargain. Here, here's $1. And how about this? The eggs. What do the eggs cost?
About
$3. $1, $2, $3. Here you are. Because I have $2 left. What can I buy for $2? How about a bottle of milk?
Yeah, that was $2.
Here's $2. Okay, can you put this all in a bag for me? Put it in the cash register first. Put the money in the cash register. Okay, Mr. Grocery Man?
Yeah.
Are you Mr. Stop and Shop? Or are you Mr. Star Market?
Stop and Shop.
Oh, you're Mr. Stop and Shop? It doesn't fit there, huh? I'll tell you what I'll do. If you give me that money, I'll give you some coins. Okay? Okay. And you'll put the coins in, okay? Okay, here. You see what I have. Oh, I don't think I have too many coins. I don't have too much change, you know? Ah, yes, here. Ha ha. Look at that. Wow, can I have the rest of the dollars, please? Okay, put it in. Okay. Boy, you have a really nice store over here. Now, can I have my groceries in a bag? That's nice. Boy, just like a real supermarket. Now, was there anything I forgot? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Grocery Man. Okay. What do you want to do now?
Let's read a funny
book. You want to read a funny book? Okay.
Can we put this cat says.
What?
It's called The Cat Says, and they're chasing the cat.
Do you want to read this book to me?
No, you read.
Okay, let's sit down. Let me sit down.
The cat says.
You want to read this or should I read it?
You.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty silly book.
It's a pretty silly book, huh?
Yeah.
Well, see, once upon a time there was a girl and she had a pussycat.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. The pussycat ran out when she was picking a flower. What happened to the pussycat? She doesn't see the reason. Behind the tree. Help! Where is my pussycat? And here's Mr. Policeman. She's yelling. There he is, madam. See what she said? Here's the pussycat. Here, pussycat. Getting that pussycat. Whoops! That pussycat got away. Go ahead and get that pussycat. Here, pussycat. Look, I think the pussycat is going into a walk. What's this look like here? Barrel or pipe.
Yeah.
Look, they're going in this end, and look who's on this end. the pussycat. Uh-oh. Look what was at the end of the end of the pipe. There was a lot of mud. There's the pussycat up there. What are you doing down there? Whoops. See, she tried to help the policeman get up from the mud, and they both fell into the mud. Kerplop. There he goes, into the pipe again. But look who caught him at the other end. The little boy caught the pussycat. Now the pussycat jumped on... Whoops. The pussycat jumped onto the policeman, and now he's climbing up a tree.
Now he jumped to the other branch.
Careful! He got him.
Careful.
He got him.
At least he away.
Would you jump go up to a tree like that for a pussycat?
No.
Doesn't look like such a good idea, huh?
No.
No, come over here.
Whoops!
Look what happened.
The cat falls.
But who caught the cat?
The girl.
The girl caught the cat, but look what happened to the policeman.
See,
crash, boom. Boy, that policeman really went through a lot. So did the boy. Matter of fact, the only one who came through this okay was who?
The cat.
The pussycat. And now, a girl comes in, and the policeman is all bruised, and the little boy is all bruised. And what does she come out as?
A baker.
No. What kind of a hat is she wearing? A nurse. She's a nurse. She's going to take care of them. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Look how happy they are.
Yeah.
Wow. What does that look like she has on the chair? What does she have on the chair? What does she have on the chair? What does it look like?
What? What are the
glasses? And those look like cookies, don't they look like cookies?
Yeah.
And what do you think's in that picture?
I don't know.
What do you guess there is?
I just think apples.
Apple juice? Could be. Could be. Is that what you had for snack today? Yeah?
On the bottom of the window. There was meatloaf.
There was meatloaf where?
On the bottom of the meatloaf.
There was? That's a funny place.
That meatloaf.
Now, do you remember that car we had? We had a car just like that.
Well.
Where is it?
Let me get it.
No, no, no. I think it's over here. That's just the box. Here it is. I remember this car.
I want to do it a little.
Okay. You want? I tell you what. You want to take it all apart?
Yeah, and I don't do it.
Okay. So you put this like this. That lifts the car. Now you can take it off. Can I take anything off? Let's take the wheel out.
No.
Let's take it completely apart, all right?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Are there any things that I can use with this, do with this wrench? I tell you what you want to do. Should we put it up on a... Nelvi, I got an idea.
What?
Why don't we put it up on a lift like at Maddie's? put it up like this. Like at Maddie's. Remember at Maddie's? It's up on high. And you can get underneath. Just like at Maddie's. How's it going?
Great.
Great? Mm-hmm. I don't understand what this is for. You see this thing? See this? This wrench? What am I supposed to do with this wrench?
I don't know. Maybe it's just for the steering wheel.
The steering wheel? You unscrew though. What is the wrench for?
I don't know.
Let me take a look. Maybe it's for the motor. Maybe there's something in there. Oh, yeah, here it is. Hey, that needs a wrench. Here, I'll do that, okay? Here it is. Okay. Now. These things off. You see these screws over here? We want to really take it apart. Take all the screws off and see if we can take it all apart. Now, what do you think this car needs?
Take off the sides too.
Uh-huh.
Nothing you need.
Does it need a new carburetor? Like our car?
Maybe. Well, I'm a
smoothie. Yeah. There you go. That's making it tighter the other way. Yeah, try it like this. Your right hand. Okay, get over there. Now we have to take off the what?
The
bumpers. The front bumper and the back bumper. And then this, oh, this comes off. I didn't even know that. No, that's making it tighter, my friend. You have to make it loose. The other way. It's not easy being a mechanic, huh?
Yeah.
Should I make that a little loose for you?
Yeah.
Hold the car. You hold the car tight. Okay, go ahead. You welks.
You welks.
Okay, go ahead.
The other one.
Oh, that came easy. Go ahead. Take out the nuts, the bolt, the, what are these called? Nuts, right? What about the tire?
We could leave it.
Do you want to leave that in there?
It's just for the back tires.
Oh.
Because we have back tires, we take that tire. Enough tire, you put that tire on. With that tire, if it's flat, you put the other one.
Now, let me ask you something. Now that we took it completely apart, what do you want to do? You want to put it back together again?
Yeah, that's
all right. How are we going to put it back together again? There's that part, yeah.
What?
Where does that go? I think that's the windshield. Yeah. See these little things over there?
Yeah.
You go the other way. I think this goes this way.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Okay, now what?
Now, those.
How about the, let's put on the bumpers again. The right ones is nuts. Where's the front bumper? Is this the front bumper? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, put the screw in there.
Oh, wait.
Turn it around. Screw it in. No, the other way. The other way. Go ahead. Make it tight. Make it nice and tight. Good going.
Damn.
Okay, where's another screw? Another blue screw. Here.
Yeah.
Put it in here. Go ahead. Is it going in the nuts? Go ahead. Very good. Go ahead. Screw it in nice and tight. Going in nice and tight?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Now what?
Now,
let's put in the ones on the side. See the sides, right? There we go. Yes, this is a busy job.
Yeah.
Now how does this go? I think this goes on the other side. Where's the other one? Where's the other side? Where's the other side? I think it's over there, Dom. Okay?
Yeah.
Here. No, no. The wooden side. The wooden side. But I think that one goes... Let's do it. This way. See?
Yeah.
Where's the screwdriver? Here. Screw it in. That'll get it into that. Go ahead, screw it in. Tight, Mr. Mechanic. Tight, very tight. That's the other side. Here. And here. I hope we did this right. Okay, let's go. Screw that one in tight, Mr. Mechanic. The other way. See, it turns around that way. When you want to screw it in, you turn it that way.
Yeah.
When you want to screw it out, you turn it the other way. It screws a lot of things. Okay. Now, what should we do now? The wheels? How about the wheels?
Yeah.
That looks like a good thing to do. Well, that, you don't need this. There's nothing on the wheels here. This goes. See the yellow bolts, the yellow nuts go in like this. You see, take a look inside here. See, the yellow nuts go in like this into those little places. Where does this one go? Which wheel doesn't have one? These two have one. What about these two over here? I think those get the blue ones. See? Is there a wheel that doesn't have this bolt, this nut? How about the front wheels? Do the both front wheels have it? See over here, take a look over here. See this empty? See, this goes in here.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what do we need now? We need this, I think, right?
Yeah, that's for the tire.
That's for the tire. Okay, go. Where's your screwdriver?
I have.
Go ahead.
This one.
Excuse me? Try it, see how it goes. Is it going in?
No, out.
No, I think it was going in. It was going right. Is it going in? Sure it is.
It's getting loose.
How's that?
Kind of
yes, it sure is. Now let's try this one.
That's.
Where's your next wheel? Here. Oh, wait. You forgot the wheel. First the wheel, then put it in. Right, go ahead.
This way.
That's the way.
It's going tight.
Keep going, it's not tight enough. Make it tighter. Tight? I think it'll be tighter. Make it tighter. Try to make the screw tighter. Really tight. How is that? Is that good?
Yeah.
Now let's try the other side.
One.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yes.
Let's try this side. Whoops. Let's try this side. Where's the wheel? Here. Okay. We're doing a great job with mechanics. Yeah, turn it tight.
Yeah, very tight.
Keep going. Excellent. How about tightening this one?
Yeah.
Okay, now what are we going to put in? Okay. I think we're going to put in the motor. Now, where's the. Do you have another bolt there? Do you have another nut there somewhere? Here it is. See? Okay, put it in. Now, where's the wrench? Go ahead. Tighten it. That's it. You've got it. Keep going. Very good.
Very tight.
Is it? It sure is. Now just, I think the last thing we have to do is the bumper. And we're missing one bolt. You see it? Are you sitting on it? Can you get up? Oh, there it is. Yes. There we are. Go ahead, screw this in, Dobby.
Oh,
yeah, let me pick up the car. Go ahead, screw this in. Now first through this hole. Right. Go ahead, I'll hold it. You screw it in. Go ahead. Go ahead. Very good. Tight. Okay. And where's the other screw? Here it is. Okay, and turn it around. Hi.
Can you
tell me? Yes.
I'm Lisa Lynn. I work with the project.
Yes, hi. Present? Isn't that sweet? Can I open it up? Take a look. See what it is. Oh, look at this. What is it? It's a...
I think it's a dog.
It's a... what?
It's a dog.
Put your hands on it. What is it? I'll show you what it is.
You can play for a minute more if you like. Sandy will be in a minute. Bye-bye, Dummy.
Bye. All right, let's put in the steering wheel. Let's put in the steering wheel. Isn't that nice? A nice little present. Hey, to put your hand inside. Put your hand inside.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Sandy Weintraub.
Hi.
I'm also working on this project. Oh, Slam Janet. Hi, Dobby.
Does
oh,
he,
you have
does
a
he
nice
say anything, Dobby? What does he say? I don't hear.
Davi, I have some games that I'd like to play with you. Can you play some games with me for a few minutes? Okay? You can leave the card in pieces and we'll put it together later.
Okay. We did a good job.
I need a pen.
Hey, you know that?
Pen.
We did a great job, Mr. Mechanic.
You're all done. Huh? Yeah. Okay. What time do you need to leave by, Mr. Mechanic?
5 to 4.
5 to 4. Okay.
And I'm going to do as much as I can get done by that time.
Okay,
sure. Oh, okay.
You need
Dobby? Look at the same pictures. I want you to.
You don't want to.
Dobby, we'll be back in a few minutes.
I'll be right next door. I'll be right next door.
About 20 minutes.
Dobby, I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Who's this? Dobby.
Okay, go ahead. I'll be right next door. I'm just going right next door. I'll be right back. I'll be right back, Pussycat. Stay here. Will you wait for me here? Like a good boy? I'll be right next door. I'm just going right next door. I'll be right back.
Dovey, look at, I've got some pictures in this book that I want you to look at.
Oh, that's mean. Okay, wait here, Pussycat. Will you please wait here? I'll be right back. Want me to stay?
No, because we want to ask you the same questions, and if we see what he does, then it will.
It would be, well.
Dovey.
Do you want me to see how far along they are here?
Yeah, maybe better to
have Dovey's mother come.
Yeah, if she's finished, that would be good.
Okay. Emil's stay here, okay? Should we show our circus trick?
We have a special circus trick.
Ready?
Let me see your circus trick.
You ready?
Trick.
Yeah, put this down. Put this down over here. You ready? Here we go.
Can you do a circus
trick? Go ahead,
let's go.
Oh, come on. We practiced it all night. Let's go. Go ahead. Okay.
That doesn't look like a circus trick to me.
It's a great trick. I'll do it with you, okay? I'll do it to you. Okay. Now we'll be able to do
it. Did he just come from school?
Yeah. Now we'll be able to do a dog trick. You're
almost done.
Okay. What's the dog's name? Huh? What's his name?
What's his name? Is he biting me? Is he giving me a love bite?
Who's next door?
Where?
What? Oh, Esther and
Dobby? You want to look at these pictures with me? Huh?
Hello.
This is Dr. Gleason. That's
Mr.
Rabinovitz.
Hi. What you got? What does he say? Does he have a tag? What does a tag say?
Made by the Puppet Workshop.
Oh,
Factory.
He doesn't
have
a
name.
That means right.
You
have
do
to
you like puppets?
Name.
He
don't. Can he talk to me, the puppet? Hmm?
Are you almost done?
Almost.
Okay, if we go really fast, we could probably do the whole thing. Because it isn't that long. You just have to talk very fast. Well, we finished putting this car together while we're writing. Come on, you were a good expert at this.
Well, can I make a phone call on the next door?
You can make a phone call from my office.
Come on down to my office.
Dobby? Duffy, why don't you stay here? Look at it. I've got some nice pictures for you.
That's the first time. Ema, and that was Abba. Oh.
Okay, we can see
Or maybe we could bring Duffy back and start.
Right.
I can start asking him these things.
Look at
this
that
is
car.
What you wanted to look at yesterday.
And cash register.
Remember the little food?
Look at that.
You wanted to look at it. Yeah, well, now you have a chance.
Yeah. Come on. I should take this
out of the way.
I'm not sure that we're going to be able to get done.
Oh, I'm sure we won't because my husband's got to be in school.
Well,
I know.
Maybe
we should
Brookline.
Should we?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot.
Yeah, I'm just thinking maybe we shouldn't bother because it's going to be really rushed.
You don't want him to get delayed.
Right. The only problem is that you will have to
come back.
And not necessarily so.
I forgot to tell you, got a
pet. Well, let me see how much I can do with him now.
My gosh.
And we could come out to your house.
Hi there.
Since it doesn't involve the TV or anything,
right.
It's just this thing.
Right.
So you wouldn't have to come back again, but you would also not tell your husband.
Right.
What you said.
There's
one
more thing. Yeah. Okay. The coming to our house will have to be done this week. Between now and next Thursday, because we're moving. We're going to Walden, so it'll be a pain in the neck.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It's not really, but it's further than Brighton.
I see. Can you answer some questions for me?
Is somebody in the other room?
No, what should I do?
Okay, this lady or something.
Okay, lady, will you come with me?
You want to take the cash register with you, okay?
Come on, let's
take
the cash.
Come on.
You
want to
go
in
the other room?
Am I allowed to? Come on, answer some questions.
Have much time. I mean, he has to leave in about 5 minutes.
I just think we should.
I can leave in about 10, 15 minutes.
Well, 20 minutes. It's 20 to
40. I'll be late. I called him. I told him I might be a few minutes late.
Oh, how fast can you do it?
I was
doing
fishing
matters for
you.
Do
they
want to try again? It's up to you, because I don't want to make it late.
Well, it will take 15 minutes.
She can stay for 15 minutes?
It's possible. It does have to be.
Okay, don't listen to
questions.
Maybe she'll pay.
I'm going to ask
her
some questions.
How about if we sit down?
This is something.
Okay.
Okay, see how far you get down.
Okay.
Well, no, during the boys, if there are a few questions left.
Can you tell me what your favorite ice cream is? What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
No?
Are you tired? You don't want to do this anymore? Would you like to do it for a little while longer, and then we'll go home?
He's very tired.
Yeah,
until 2:30.
He's very tired.
Are you sure you wouldn't like to answer some of the questions now? Because I know that there are a few chances now.
Okay, you know, your mother's already answered all the questions.
Would you like to?
Did you know that?
Some of these pictures?
She's already seen them.
You sure? We can't play anymore now. Now we have this, more games, and this cook. There are special pictures in the picture.
I want this.
I don't think that I feel I'd rather not.
Sure.
If he doesn't want to know, I'd rather not.
Sure. Okay, what we could do is, now, you're moving not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
So
I'm moving like in 3 weeks. I don't move with the packing, and it must be going.
Lots of fun.
Oh, let's see. Yes. Think. How about.
We should do it soon because the closer it gets to moving,
we also want to come out and leave a tape recorder running while you're having dinner.
Yeah,
so
that could be done the same
on the same day. Right.
Could you just wait 1 minute? We just have to figure out a day that everybody's home to suffer.
Money.
A day that everybody's home for supper, and then either we could come earlier or later.
I think it's got to be either Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, how about Tuesday?
So she wants a book.
Tuesday is probably better.
This Tuesday.
Yeah. That's like November 7th.
Yeah, that's very good. This Tuesday. Okay. So, I guess.
Cookie.
I could do one of two. Two of us have come out so that we could finish the questionnaire with your husband and with Dobby simultaneously. Or if I just come out, I could do it with him and then I could do it with your husband. Maybe that would be the best thing. We wouldn't have to bring two people out.
We'll see
okay.
How far Janet gets in. I don't know if they've just been through, but it might not be much left. Excuse me, I'm going to have to leave, but I just wanted to thank you again. We had such a hectic afternoon, too. Especially you're in the middle of moving. So we really appreciate you coming.
Have fun.
But she unfortunately saw that.
Oh, that was
right wrong. She was ready to attack the cake that was left on the Okay, thanks again. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Where do you live?
Next to Doggy Bar.
Right. 313 Summit Avenue.
Cookie.
It's 11.
Does he have a sore throat? He can't talk.
He dogs.
Woof, woof.
He dogs.
Summit Avenue. Is that off Corey Road?
Yeah, it's like right. It's a block off Commonwealth. I mean, where we live.
Summit go out to Commonwealth.
Goes out to Commonwealth.
Commonwealth and Quarry.
Right. It's exactly on that block. Okay. One block off Commonwealth and one block off Quarry.
Okay. So would you suggest that maybe I could ask him the questions before dinner even will be there?
Definitely.
Okay, so what time should I
come? Yeah.
What? What?
Maybe even a little, if it's possible, a little before.
Yeah, I can ask your husband the questions afterwards. Okay. And what we do is we just come out and plop the tape recorder on the table while you're having dinner, and I will disappear
if there's room.
We'll just put it in your suit.
Right. And money job, does this mean?
Well, it means how many hours are you out of the house in some kind of employment or whatever.
Oh, it's a good game.
Is that the cookie monster? How old is Rafi?
1.5.
What do you say, talking like a funny girl?
She's being a cookie monster.
Yeah, she really is.
I'm a cookie monster.
That's great.
I don't know, graduates, this education, I mean, I...
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Good in graduates.
So
is somebody in the room?
Cookie.
I would say, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
Cookie.
Okay.
Something like that.
Don't be a cookie monster. Now be a kitty. Let's see you be a kitty. Be a kitty. What does a kitty do?
I love cookies.
I love cookies.
Go with that. How does a kitty do? You know what the kitty does? It says meow. You have a kitty?
Cookies. Say meow.
Doesn't say meow? What does the kitty say?
She talks.
She talks? No, that's the cookie monster that talks like that. Kitty doesn't talk like that. Kitty says meow?
I guess so. What if he's playing and I'm near him answering? On the average, like some days it's more than days.
It's a store walk.
Okay, thanks.
What does the doggy say?
Look,
what?
What does the
cow
say?
Cow
says what?
Dobie, are you sure you wouldn't like to take a look at one or two of the pictures? Would you like to do it another time? Yeah, I don't think we're going to get cooperation.
It would be better the next time because
no matter what. You want to cook? Yeah, we'll cook at home. She'll do anything to get to stay here.
She'll battle to get her out of nursery school.
No, it's nice here.
But it's time
nice
to go.
Here.
It's time to go.
Sorry. I know, Pussycat, but did you tell me you were hungry and you wanted to go home?
And that's empty, girl.
You tell me that? This one is empty. Do you want to see there's nothing in it? Because Abba has to go back to school, though. Okay, Dobie, let's go. Come. Let's get ourselves assembled.
Coats?
Yeah, we're gonna have everything.
Okay, well, we better tell your husband. You gotta tell him this.
Yeah.
Come on, Pussy.
Well, he has to leave anyway.
Yeah, Dobie, let's go, Pussy.
Well.
Okay, let's go, my friend. Rafi, I'm afraid you're gonna have to leave those things here.
Okay,
the
time to put them away.
Here, would
it's
you
time
like
to
take your
away.
Puppet along?
Oh, yes, that was a gift.
This is a beauty of a puppet. He's so funny looking with that nose.
It's a good puppet, though. It's a nice puppet. If he likes puppets.
Yeah, we have a bunch of puppets.
Good. Well, this is a
good okay, come on, friend.
Okay, little one. There you go.
Bye-bye.
You still being a cookie monster?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is she a monster, Mom?
Once or twice, incidentally, I heard whispering behind there. From someplace.
Yeah.
And I didn't, you know, show any recognition, but only once did I see he sort of like started and then he kept going.
Yeah. What happened was that somebody said that you had to go.
Oh.
And I said, you know, I heard through the headphones that you had to go. So we had a conversation as to whether or not we should stop now.
But on the other hand, I might be happy. I don't know.
Okay.